A Friends of Tibet group has just been established by 50 deputies and senators in the Czech Parliament. The news was announced on Tuesday at the Forum 2000 conference in Prague. The group, established by the Pirate Party along with the Civic and Christian Democrats and Topo 9, aims to focus on human rights issues as well as environmental and cyber protection. Ruth Frankova has more.
The Friends of Tibet group was officially launched on Tuesday on the occasion of a visit to the Czech parliament by Lapsang Senge, head of the Tibetan government in exile. The establishment of the group was initiated by Pirate Party deputies Dana Balcarova and František Kopřiva, along with their Civic Democrat colleague Marek Benda and Independent Senator Jitka Seidlová. Mikuláš Peksa, deputy of the Pirate Party and one of the members of the group, explains the reasons for its establishment.
We strongly found the topic of Tibet is somehow declining in the Czech foreign policy under the Minister of Foreign Affairs, which was led in the last election term by Social Democracy. So we felt that there was somehow time to put it forward and point some attention to this problem.
The group plans to organize seminars and exhibitions related to Tibetan issues, receive visits by the Tibetan government in exile, and react publicly to any news concerning Tibet. Mikuláš Peksa says the activities will focus mainly on human rights issues as well as environmental and cyber protection.
Tibet is covered by glaciers, and the melting of these glaciers can release in future huge amounts of carbon dioxide and methane. This can change the climate on the global scale. As you probably know, the Tibetan government was attacked by Chinese security service on the internet. The malware which was used for this purpose was later used also for attacks on the Pentagon. So the cooperation with Tibet could definitely help us to improve Czech cybernetic security.
Lapsang Senge, head of the Tibetan government in exile, who was one of the guest speakers at this year's Forum 2000 conference, told Czech Radio that the newly established group in support of Tibet was evidence of growing public support for Tibet in the Czech Republic.
You know, you constantly hear around the world that China is becoming so powerful, so influential, that it's difficult to raise the issue of Tibet and seek support for Tibetan cause. But Czech Republic, you know, is showing through the largest parliamentary support group for Tibet in the Czech parliament, you know, that the spirit of the Velvet Revolution, you know, the message and the vision of Václav Havel is still alive here. So it's a great honor and privilege that so many members of parliament and senators are coming out and forming a group to support Tibet and send a message to Beijing that human rights and solidarity is alive, and to Tibetans inside Tibet that we are with you and we will be with you for a long time.